Welcome to the Friday Sports Report here on Vectis Radio. My name is Martin Sanders and I'm here with all the latest sports news. After so many delays caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, organisers of the 46th Isle of Wight Sports Achievement Awards last night hosted it live on Facebook and YouTube. It was hosted for the second time by Lord Michael Grade of Yarmouth, and the event was screened at 7 p.m. last night. Winners of all ages and host of categories were revealed a few weeks ago from a diverse range of sports. The awards is run by the Isle of Wight Sports Foundation, and the awards celebrate the Isle of Wight sports stars, recognising outstanding achievement and service. Normally held at a gala at Newport's Medina Theatre, with the strategic lockdown restrictions during the pandemic, they decided to host the event live on social media, and it went down an absolute storm. I watched that, and you can watch it back as well on YouTube, but the best place to go and watch it back is the Isle of Wight Sports Foundation's Facebook page, and you'll be able to see all the winners from this great event. It's about an hour's watch, but it's well worth watching, that's for sure. Our South Coast clubs are not in action because we have an international football break at the moment. So Portsmouth, Southampton and Bournemouth all take a rest from their respective leagues. But England, they were in action last night, and a fine display from James Ward-Prowse, the Southampton midfielder. England's World Cup 22 qualifying campaign, that kicked off with a game against San Marino at Wembley. San Marino are the worst ranked team in the FIFA rankings at 210th in the world. And it was only ever going to be an easy game for England. England, they started the game particularly well. And Ward-Prowse was the first to get on the England score sheet with his first ever goal for the senior England squad. It was a fantastic goal. A cross, low cross in from Ben Chilwell. And it was after 14 minutes and he got on the end of it, Ward-Prowse, with a brilliant strike. And he was, without doubt, one of the best performers in the England side last night at Wembley. England, the qualifying campaign, that continues. They head for another game this coming Sunday. They are off to face Albania. Then they're back to Wembley to take on Poland on Wednesday. So it's a packed fixture schedule for Gareth Southgate. The game against San Marino last night, England with 85% of the possession, San Marino with 15%, England 32 shots, 15 on target. Quite a one-sided game as expected. Mason Mount, he performed particularly well last night. Tony Mount, who was the ex-Newport Isle of Wight manager, his son is playing for England and he was outstanding last night as well. And a very good result for Gareth Southgate. In local football, it's returning very soon. And I hope you can join me for the sports report on Sunday evening here on Vectis Radio. This week I've been catching up with Kai Barnes. Kai is going to be taking over as the reserve team manager at WMB. It's his first managerial appointment, and I'm going to be sitting down and talking to him about the return of Isle of Wight football that is getting closer and closer. The lockdown restrictions are easing, and we're going to bring you all the very latest from Isle of Wight football. Join me this coming Sunday, 6 p.m. here on Vectis Radio.